This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. On Tuesdays, we chart the journey from childhood to graduation. And in the last few weeks, our American Graduate Project has explored why it's so tough to lead a large urban school district. Both Dallas and Fort Worth are looking for superintendents. Today, we report on how changes in the districts have made the job even harder. Inside the Dallas West Branch Library, a group of elementary-age kids are busy chowing down on sandwiches, fruit slices, celery sticks, and chocolate milk.
A pineapple.
You guys like pineapple?
Yeah.
It used to be you couldn't eat or drink in the library. These days, at least during summer, serving food is not that unusual. In fact, 11 Dallas Public Library branches now offer free lunches to children. Patrick Ranson had the day off from his landscaping job and joined his son, Ashton, in a meeting room designated for the meals. Dad brought his lunch from home.
You know, I think that's very good for the kids to have somewhere to go because, you know, it's a lot of poor people in West Dallas. And, you know, some homes may not have any, you know, food.
And that's a problem for large urban school districts like Dallas and Fort Worth. Today, about 1 in 5 school-age kids live in poverty. 15 years ago, it was 1 in 7.
It's a cry for help, you know, being an underprivileged kid. And, you know, sometimes in the home, you know, you only have one parent, and that parent has to work 2 jobs. So the kid is left to raise their self almost, you know.
It's not just poverty that's had an impact on schools. Tim Knowles of the University of Chicago has written about school leadership, reform, and accountability.
I would say it's just the changing nature of America, and the cities have become more diverse. There's many more language groups than have historically been there in the past, and cultures and ethnicities, and that has created both huge opportunities as well as challenges for big system school leaders.
And with those challenges often come changes in leadership. Mike Miles left Dallas after just 3 years. And Fort Worth is due to choose its new leader after the previous pick withdrew.
It's a terrible irony that superintendents don't stay longer because the places where they do stay longer tend to perform better over time.
Knowles says when superintendents stay longer, the district isn't constantly trying to introduce new initiatives, which means kids might learn more deeply.
The fact that the average superintendent's tenure is 3 years or less, I think it's more like 2.8, it means that they've almost turned into the equivalent of NFL coaches. They bounce around from city to city, and they aren't there long enough really to pay significant dividends.
By today's standards, Linus Wright broke a record. He served a decade as superintendent in Dallas starting in 1978. Wright, who's 88, says the biggest change he's seen is the friction between superintendents and board members.
Too many of them want their agenda, and that's something that the people have to address. They have to elect people that are willing to work collaboratively with everybody. And when you have board members that want to go their own independent way, it naturally creates problems, just as much as the superintendent wants to go his independent way.
Trini Garza went his own way and paved the way when he became the first Hispanic elected to the Dallas School Board in 1970.
When I first came on the board, there were no Hispanics administrators at that top level, no principals, and only one school that I remember was named after an Hispanic, Benito Juarez.
Back then, 1 in 10 Dallas students was Hispanic. Today, it's 7 in 10. By the time Garza returned to the board in the mid-90s, single-member districts were opening doors for more Hispanic board members. At a recent luncheon in Fort Worth, Mayor Betsy Price focused on the positive changes she's seen, like focusing lessons on new technology.
And they're also picking up on the fact that the kids aren't all going to go to college. They may long-term, but they've got to have a deliverable skill where they can make a living when they first get out of high school.
Price says whoever leads the district next will have to be creative and willing to listen. Most important, she says, stability, preferably longer than 3 years. Stella Chavez, KERA News.